This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I really am down with it.
How about being across the street with it?
Get right down to the real nitty-gritty now. Let's get right on down to the nitty-gritty now. One, two, nitty-gritty now. Yeah, oh, nitty-gritty now.
Ooh. It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. It's time for Taxi Dave's radio show. Guess who I am? Yes, you're right. Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venezia. That's you, Frank.
Hey, David. How are you? Is that me or is that someone totally different?
I don't know. You know, it looks like you next to me here at the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. Thanks for coming out again. Once again, I do appreciate it. Last week, I asked a question. How much would it be from JFK to, if you go to the George Washington Bridge and then go to a place actually called Washingtonville, 50 miles from the George Washington Bridge? And then on the air, we got a bunch of different prices. 58 responses. The overwhelming majority were between $225 and $250. A few were less, more were more than $250, but almost all of them were between $225 and $250. The person I know was charged $390. Now, our phone number here, by the way, our guest in a few minutes is going to be Councilman Benjamin Kalos. He's the gentleman who introduced a bill for a universal app at the city council. And if you have any questions for him or you want to talk about Uber and apps, our phone number here is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com, taxihale@aol.com. So, where was I, Frank?
We were at $390 for a trip from the
$390. There was no agreement before they left JFK Airport, which is a violation of the rules. The passenger and the driver is supposed to agree upon a rate. Okay? The passenger was very ill. Very ill. Was put in the car from a wheelchair. And in my opinion, the driver took total advantage. Especially when 50 out of 58 drivers say they would have charged about $150 less. So, I'm going to do what we got to do. And that's the answer to last week's question, because a lot of people were calling and asking. If you want to see the new Taxi Insider newspaper for December, go to nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com. This good-looking guy wrote the editorial this month, by the way. Forgot what his name is. Just to give you some stats before our guest joins us. This coming week is Hanukkah, and you know the Christmas season is upon us also. So how much would New York State residents spend on gifts this holiday season? Well, about a third of all New York State residents spend between $0 and $300. A third. That's substantial. On the high end, about 25% of all people in New York State spend over $1,000. And in New York City, the average amount that people will spend on gifts this year is $1,240. That's down about 2% from last year. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Frank. The world's largest Hanukkah menorah. Okay? It weighs 4,000 pounds. It's 32 feet in height. It's not in Brooklyn.
Why not?
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't know where it is.
Oh, okay. It's the Grand Army Plaza in Manhattan. That's the world's largest menorah, in case anybody's keeping track of those things. Also, it's holiday time. So, the UPS, United Parcel Service, they hire seasonal workers, right? As does Macy's. Seasonal workers, 3,100 seasonal workers have been hired by UPS for this season. And that's out of 95,000 across the nation for the holiday season. Now, Macy's itself has holiday season hirings. This year, they hired 86,000 for the holiday season. Incredible. And let's take one call before we join our guest. I see Tom O'Connor. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Great. How do you do, Dave?
Okay.
A reference to the out-of-town rate structure. I think the fairest structure that they can put out is pay the fare to the city limits, and you double the meter from there on. Or not double the meter, regular meter charges from there on.
Okay.
I think that's the fairest way of handling that situation.
And why don't you tell our listeners how long you've been involved in driving in New York City?
I bought my medallion in May of 1960. The Memorial Day weekend was my first day on the street. So that gives us, what, roughly going into about 55 years owning in the New York City medallion.
Okay.
And it's been very good to me. It's a great one-man's business. And I just hope we can continue that for a lot of incoming fellas, the opportunity to make a decent living.
Opportunity. Did it help you put your kids through school?
It did the whole gamut. I was able to buy a house. I bought another house. I was able to create my own pension plan with a 401k of my own. More likely an IRA rather than a 401k, but the principle is the same. I also made some other investments in the market.
Well, that's, well you're doing very well for yourself. And you know, obviously you bought it 50 years ago. But, you know, it's part of the stepping stone in America to be able to save enough money driving a cab so you can purchase your own cab with the hopes of owning your own business. And you don't become a millionaire overnight. I mean, you get a mortgage, and the mortgage is payable over 30 years like a house, and you're buying a job. So it's not, you know, going from rags to riches type of scenario. Tom, thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. Councilman Ben Kalos, he has a background in law, background in technology. He's the committee chair for the New York Democratic Lawyers Council. When he was in Albany, he put voting records online so New Yorkers could actually hold politicians accountable for what they do. He was a policy director for public advocate Mark Green. And he served as chair of the Committee on Governmental Operations of the City Council. He's brought reform and transparency to government agencies. Councilman Kalos has advocated for improving our schools, senior services, and transportation. So tonight on Taxi Dave's radio show, we welcome Councilman Ben Kalos. Welcome.
Thank you, Taxi Dave, for having me on the program, and thank you for all that you do. After all, every single New Yorker wants to get wherever they're going fast.
Recently, there was an article in the newspaper that stated you introduced legislation to require the city to launch a universal e-hail app for yellow and green cabs. Can you explain to our listeners what that does for the industry and why you did that?
Absolutely. I live on the Upper East Side, and the closest train station is more than half a mile away, and the MTA keeps cutting our bus service. So I, my wife, and a lot of my constituents rely on yellow cabs to get where we're going every day. And one day I realized, hey, wouldn't it be great if I could just hail a yellow cab using my phone the same way as all those folks are able to hail Uber? Because last week it was raining, and the bad weather's about to hit us. And there's something comforting about knowing that a metered fare is going to be a fare that you can pay, and it's not going to be two, three, or four times more than you expected because of surge pricing. So I wanted to make sure that we made the yellow medallion and that meter that we've all come to trust available to every New Yorker through their phone. I also wanted to make sure that we made more competition. A lot of cities are looking at Uber and trying to figure out how they want to deal with it. Don't really think we should be making things illegal, but I do think we should be making sure that our yellow and green cabs can compete.
Let's see. So, you know, can you explain how the app work actually? How does it work?
Sure. So, as a driver, you'd have your same TPEP, LPEP station in your car. And the only difference is it would have a new feature which would allow you to turn on the ability to take a hail. And a hail could come from anybody, and you'd just say yes, and it would tell you where it was. For the passengers, literally whether you wanted to use the New York City app or a third party like Uber, you'd be able to use anything and have access to roughly 19,637 yellow and green cabs, depending on where you were in the city.
And that's why it's so important to integrate it into the current system, because you'd have every cab participating.
Absolutely. Right now, there's a pilot, and the pilot has multiple different vendors. At one point, it was Halo before they said so long to North America. But when you turn on your phone and you try to hail a cab, and nobody's really using it because folks are spread out between four different providers, you're not going to end up using it, and you might end up using Uber if you can't find a yellow cab, or you might end up just taking whatever you can, whatever route you can to get to work in the morning. But this way, everyone's in one place, on the same place, and it's neutral. It doesn't matter if you're using the City app or a third-party app from Uber or somebody else who wants to compete. At the end of the day, the driver gets the fare, and that's what matters.
So Uber is in some yellow cabs now. The difference with a universal app, I guess we already gave the answer, but what's the difference between Uber calling an Uber yellow cab and having a universal app in every cab?
A lot of times, the first thing I always try to do whenever I use Uber is I always try to hail a taxi through Uber. And sadly, it's really hard to do. And I don't know why that is. So some of the requirements are that if you use a third party to hail a cab, it actually has to show you every single cab that's around you. It can't hide them from you. It can't try to convince you to use a different provider instead. They can't say, Uber is so much cheaper and better. Please don't use a yellow or green. Please use Uber. What it would allow is just for anyone to be able to hail the cab, and then on the flip side, all the data, because it's going through the TPEP-LPEP system, would get reported to the TLC, which is a fight they're currently having, because when you're driving a yellow or a green, all that information goes to the TLC, and the rider knows that they're safe because the government has that information and knows what's going on in that ride. With Uber, there have been so many stories about what's going on and where people end up and a lack of accountability, so that's one of the additional benefits.
This, at the next Taxi and Limousine Commission hearing or meeting, I understand they're going to open up the, they're going to ask or put together and ask for an RFP, put out an RFP for companies similar to the e-hail companies that have been accepted, which is CMT, Verifone, and Uber, and Halo, which is no longer around. Does that kind of defeat the purpose of a universal at this time?
I we've been working with the administration on this legislation for the past 6 months. I think part of the success of negotiating any legislation is when the administration likes your idea so much that the fight isn't about whether or not to do it. It's about who gets to do it and how, what, where, and why, and what the details are. In this case, I'm really enthusiastic that the TLC wants to do it. However, unless the RFPs come back and satisfy the exact legislation I put forward, we put a lot of thought into it, and there's a lot of different requirements we're putting in there. And my only concern is that when the TLC has their items out there, the vendors may not want to cooperate. And by doing it as a law, you're no longer subject to what vendors may choose to do or not do. So I'd rather take the power out of their hands and just make sure that drivers and riders are both protected.
Well, I'm sorry to hear the MTA is cutting bus service in your neighborhood. Will a universal yellow and green taxi app have surge pricing?
Absolutely not, and that's one of the most important pieces of it. This is an app to get you the metered fare that everyone knows and trusts.
Hear that, folks? One thing you can count on with the yellow cab is whether it's raining or snowing, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, or Saturday night, you know what the fare is. And yeah, you know, Uber has a surge pricing and they say you have to accept it or press this button. And there are stories, I mean, you know, 2 times to 8 times or 9.8 times, you know, what the rate would be. You know, it kind of eliminates the lower and, you know, middle class just getting by. Would you say so?
Absolutely. Everyone needs to be able to count on cabs for transportation. Millions and millions of New Yorkers take cabs every day. And it can't just be for the wealthy upper class who can afford to pay 10 times the rate as anybody else. And that's, in essence, yellow and green cabs are a part of the public transportation system. They move so many millions of people, and any New Yorker can get in a cab anywhere and know that the meter is going to be the meter, no matter whether it's raining or snowing or whether or not it's a Friday night. So folks have come to depend on it, and we need to be able to rely on it, and hopefully we'll be able to just hail a yellow and green with our phone.
Now, I understand Councilman Greenfield has introduced a bill regarding surge pricing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Councilmember Greenfield, who represents Brooklyn and is a good friend and actually has his own radio show.
Does he really?
Absolutely. And he's introduced legislation to cap surge pricing at 2 times the regular price. But it's hard to know what the price is going to be ahead of time. Uber certainly doesn't even tell you. You have to ask, and then it just gives you a rough estimate. And even then, 2 times a metered fare or a regular fare or whatnot is still an awful lot. It's still a lot, but anything we can do to make sure that folks can rely on cars when they get into them is an important step in the right direction.
Okay. We have a couple of calls. Let's take a shot and take one call. Okay, Michael, you're live on Taxi Dave's radio show with Councilman Benjamin Kalos.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening, Councilman. My name is Michael. I'm a yellow cab driver and owner, and I do have Uber. When I registered with Uber the first 2-3 weeks, I was getting jobs right and left. And I was getting calls from them to sell my cab and go by their UberX. And I kept sending them texts that I own my cab and I can't do that. All of a sudden now I drive in Midtown in the middle of the day. I rarely get a job. Sometimes 3-4 hours my Uber on is in Midtown when it's raining, I don't get a job. So if you're going to, I suspect they have the ability to block us somehow, some, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. So if you're going to sponsor an app for the phone, we appreciate it if you make app that have yellow cap and green cap only. So like that, it will be clear, it will be honest for yellow cap. We could be seen. The only reason, I'm sorry, about 2 weeks ago I had a lady in my cab on 45th Street in Lexington. And we were talking about the subject. I said, I'm going to put myself right now in Uber. She put herself looking for a cab. She couldn't find me sitting in the back seat. But when she put UberX, there were 15 cabs around her within 1 minute.
So you're saying Uber intentionally is denying calls to yellow cabs?
I don't have a proof, but it points that way.
Michael, thank you for calling Councilman Benjamin Kalos, Taxi Days Radio Show. Do you have a comment on that, Councilman?
Absolutely. That anecdotal evidence is frightful, and part of why I'm introducing this law to make sure that there are no loopholes. So in the legislation, it says that if a third, first, we're going to have a city app, so we don't have to worry about trusting Uber or another third party. You will always have the city app. And the second piece is, in the legislation, it says you have to show somebody all the vehicles around them, all the yellow and green. So if you're north of 96, you see all the yellow and greens. If you're south of 96 on the east side, you see all the yellows, and they're not allowed to block anyone, and every single vehicle has to be displayed and matchable. And that's at the core of it, because the story we just got from this driver is not the first story like this. And there are stories of Uber banning people for refusing rides or just canceling them for reasons that they don't choose to share sometimes. And that's not fair, it's not right, and it's not the way to operate. And the other piece of it is third parties shouldn't be trying to raid our yellow and greens. We rely on those drivers, and we rely on all of your drivers who are listening to get us where we're going on a daily basis, and we need you.
You're listening to Councilman Benjamin Kalos on Taxi Days Radio Show. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Frank Venezia, do you have anything for the councilman?
I literally just wanted to say to the councilman, I've had the opportunity to go on your website a few times, and you've got a livable street section, which is actually really, really nice. So if you're lucky enough to live in the district, you know, the Upper East Side, you know, the councilman's got a really good site. It's got a livable street section, which kind of gives you an opportunity to almost kind of go out there and be a community kind of advocate. If you see things wrong with the neighborhood, you can send them a note, whether it's a pothole or a bus shelter or something that kind of needs repair. It's on there. And just my quick question would be is, do the constituents really take advantage of that? Because that is a really nice thing to have.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for visiting the website. And for all the other listeners, I promise I did not pay to have you call.
That one was on the house.
Absolutely. So transportation is one of the top issues in my district, whether it's bus service, cab service, or street crossings that might be dangerous, or potholes, or you name it. And so many constituents complained about it, and I feel like most people don't believe in government. And the least I can do is make sure that anyone who is interested and is complaining has a place to voice their opinion. So we've had dozens, if not hundreds, of people use the Livable Streets page. We also actually sent out that survey that's on the Livable Streets page out to 60,000 households. We compiled a Livable Streets report indicating our most dangerous intersections in the district and have shared that with Department of Transportation and the NYPD, who are working with us to try to make it a little bit safer. For all your listeners and all the drivers, you already know it's Midtown. So my district goes all the way down to 54th and 2nd. And so anywhere in the 50s or the low 60s on 2nd Avenue are going to be our most dangerous intersections. And we're looking at ways to make it safer. And if you download the Livable Streets report from benkalos.com/livable-streets, you'll be able to see more than details. It's more than just, oh, this intersection is dangerous. You can actually see whether or not people are speeding, failing to yield, making turns that are high speed or whatnot. So we're really just trying to empower the community so that they can give feedback, see that I'm taking that feedback because it's compiled in a report, and then see that we're passing it on to the NYPD and DOT and then coming back to them with responses on what we're going to do about it.
Thank you, Councilman. There was an article this week by Jennifer Firmino in the Daily News about a number of potential medallion purchasers who won medallions at the last auction, actually changing their minds. How about 58 of those people changed their minds? There was $47 million bid that the city didn't get. Can you comment about the amount of money the city's made over the last decade or so with medallion auctions, and how the fear of, you know, the price dropping drastically is just that, a market fluctuation, I would guess, based on the Uber threat? I mean, you hear guys like Michael saying that basically he's been blackballed on Uber, so who needs Uber? You know, a universal app is the way to go. And I think fear may be driving what's happening right now. Your opinion?
We've got a $75 billion budget in this city, and we are relying on the TLC medallion sales to make up $1.2 billion of that. That's not a small number. And with so many folks going back on their desires to purchase a medallion at auction, and so many people feeling like it may not be worth as much as it was, that $1.2 billion that we're relying on is going to become a shortfall, and the city needs that. And that's money we spend on universal pre-K, schools, feeding the hungry, taking care of seniors. So one of the big reasons that I introduced this legislation now, and we're going to be pushing to get it passed as soon as possible, is because we need to put value back into the medallion as a city, because, after all, it's something that the city government is offering, it's selling, it's regulating, and we have to make sure that it can compete on a level playing field. And for where my money is, I'd rather make sure that I create a level playing field as a government rather than just banning Uber, because I do believe in competition in the marketplace.
You hear that, folks? The councilman is connecting the dots for you. Okay? He's connecting the dots. New York City relies on medallions. New York City's been a partner with medallions. They need to succeed. They're part of the total equation. By the way, how much does Uber donate to the city on a sale of an Uber license?
I don't believe very much. You probably know that number off the top of your head, but the other issue is every time somebody gets in a yellow or green cab, we get tax revenue, and that goes into that $75 billion. And the more people riding in yellow and green cabs, the more people that are paying that tax just for sitting in that seat, plus every single driver, every single yellow and green space is earning income, which is coming back to us, and 3 cents on the dollar, give or take, is coming back to the city in tax revenue. So every time somebody gets in an Uber instead of a yellow or green, it's actually hurting the city because we're losing tax revenue that we could otherwise get.
Wow, what a statement. Frank, anything before I bid farewell to our guest?
I think I'm even more mad about the whole tax loss, the revenue loss situation than I was before, but just want to say thank you to the councilman for the clarity, and I wish him the best of luck in succeeding with the legislation for the app.
And you certainly have supporters here, Taxi Dave, a large portion of the industry, I understand, supports what your intro states. And when is that vote, or is it going into a committee soon?
It's been assigned to Councilmember Adonis Rodriguez's Transportation Committee. And I've already asked him for a hearing, but for those who are listening, if you contact your local council member and say you want them to sign on and sponsor this legislation, that's one of the ways we as an elected body, we have 51 members, show that we want something to pass. And if anyone lives in Adonis Rodriguez's district, letting him know that he should hear this bill as soon as possible and vote it out of committee would be helpful. And for drivers, as you're taking folks around and talking to folks, to the extent you're allowed, feel free to let folks know how important having the yellow and green only app is, and how important it is for them to tell their local council member.
Now I understand why you chair the Committee on Government Operations at the City Council. You certainly think out of the box. I want to thank you for your legislation. I want to thank you for coming on Taxi Dave's radio. And I hope to meet you in the near future. Councilman Benjamin Kalos from the Upper East Side, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll take some calls. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. So contact us. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more.
Let's get on home before we run out of here.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Taxi Dave's radio show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Fenizia. We were just on the phone with our guest, Council Member Benjamin Kalos, talking about a universal app and Uber. First, let me read one of the emails I got regarding the pricing that I talked about at the beginning of the show, where someone I know was charged $390 to go 50 miles from the George Washington Bridge from JFK. I don't know why they charged you $390, but I charged the guy last year $400 to go from JFK to Boston. Thank you. So, do you think I was overcharged, Frank? The party was overcharged a little?
I think ever so slightly, and it's speaking of Boston, I just got a really interesting email from a young lady named Danielle who's in Boston and a girl after my own heart. She's actually home making pasta, but she's listening to the show, and she was trying to call in and voice her opinion on Uber and the whole fare increase and, you know, kind of paying double. And we were having a conversation via email, and I think, to make a long story short, I think what everyone's concerned about is, you know, obviously we've beat it to death in that we need a level playing field as far as licensing and qualifications, but just imagine in New York City if yellow taxis were allowed to charge based on weather conditions and, you know, whatever they felt was kind of a demand situation. The streets would be in a total uproar.
It would be transportation for the wealthy.
Exactly. So everybody,
the highest bidder.
That's
right. We'd have an auction for each fare.
Exactly. So everybody kind of take a step back. It's not a matter of a system being antiquated, and that's not it at all. It's all about a level playing field and equal pricing and not extortion.
Ooh.
And I'm sure that'll inspire another email. And I may not get any pasta, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to make a statement.
800-321-0710. Charbel, you're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Well, this is Clem.
Hi, Clem.
Yes, I want to talk about last Sunday. I called you up to report a news story about Suffolk County and Nassau County.
Are we doing the red lights now?
No, I was asked by your screener not to talk about the red light cameras, but they're still in effect. And the taxi commissioner said she's suspending the $300 fines for the first time going to a red light camera, even though, you know, they got the sneaky thing in there that emergency vehicles, you're supposed to...
Do you have anything to talk about regarding today's show?
Yes. I think it's good news, and it bodes well for the yellow medallion industry and the green cars, too. Now, the speed cameras, so anyway, I told you about the Suffolk and Nassau County speed cameras last Sunday, and the news guy said only the Democrats out there in the island voted for it. The very next day, an all-news station, I heard that the Suffolk County executive from and the Nassau County executive both said they're suspending. They're suspending the speed cameras. Now, they should suspend it here, too, because it's very sneaky. There's no signs coming in, you know, around the city saying 25 miles an hour that I saw.
Well, there should be. You know, there should be signs that say speed camera ahead, red light camera ahead, you know, do not speed. You know, if the true value is to reduce the speed, it's not, you know, it's not, gee, let's put it on the opposite side of the service road where there's a school, you know, 200 yards away on the other service road because it's a loophole and the law says we can do it. Or off an exit ramp.
Exactly.
Okay?
Now,
you know, so... what I'm saying is I agree with you 100%, and we really should have signs. Charbel, you're next on Taxi Insider.
Good evening, gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank Mr. Marquis at the very phone. He was very helpful to me to make the credit card machine work, folks. Anyway, there is hundreds of millions of dollars on New York City streets. The city, they can generate a ton of money. And also, if they hire more inspectors and give the authority for the policemen to go after the illegal hustler to chase him away, the city will make a lot of money from tickets.
I agree with you. The illegal hustlers. You know, the green cars were replacing the car services that were doing the illegal pickups in Manhattan. You know, those Lincoln Town cars that'll be on the corner and roll down the window and say, where you going? Oh, yeah, I'll charge you $25 to take you 10 blocks. You know, and so now we have green cars, and now it's the Uber cars that are doing the illegal solicitations. Am I right, Charbel?
Yes, sir, and Bloomberg cars, too.
And what kind of cars?
Bloomberg cars.
Bloomberg cars? What are Bloomberg cars?
The Lyft. Lyft and Uber.
Oh, yeah. It's the Lyft and Uber cars. You know.
Correct.
I mean, yellow cabs are picked on. You know.
Yeah.
I got an email during the week. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but the driver was making an illegal right turn off Madison Avenue in the 40s. You're not allowed to make right turns now. Okay? With three FHV vehicles. Police waiting when he made the right turn, only pulled over the yellow cab. The other three guys got a free ride. Is that right? Is that fair?
No, that's not right at all.
No, it's not right. And speaking about what's right and fair, next week our guest is going to be the New York City Comptroller, Scott Stringer. And boy, is he going to have some things to say. Mike, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Well, hello, this is Michael from Queens.
Yes.
Hello, hi. I drove yellow cab for 7 years. I didn't own my car or the medallion. I leased it every day from the garage. now I'm driving a Uber car for the past 3 months. Your guest mentioned that the riders who take yellow taxis and green taxis pay some sort of a tax to the government so that these tax revenues from these taxes are used for some sort of programs. Just one correction. The guest didn't mention whether Uber is taxing to Uber drivers or not.
You're right. You pay Uber taxes, too.
Uber is taking 7.5% tax from us.
Actually, 8.25%. But
8.25% something, and then 1.75% for the disability fund. So Uber is taking basically overall 30% from us, but the press usually reports Uber is taking 20%. So if you add everything up, it's exactly 30%.
I want to thank you for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. So here's Michael saying that for every 100 bucks he makes, he's only getting 70 bucks when he works at Uber.
Precisely, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. Okay, we have Captain Dan. You're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay.
How's your paisano friend Frankie doing over there?
He can speak for himself.
He's doing all right on a Sunday evening.
All right. I got a question. Uber schmoober, that's all I hear about with you guys. But here's my question. How is the city of New York going to tax Uber? We want their money. If they're making money, how come the city of New York's not getting it? What's the game plan with that? How come they're pretty much functioning as a transportation public authority or something along those lines, and they're not getting taxed?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure. I mean, that's a good question. Do they pay corporate tax? Where are they really based? They're based in San Francisco. I'm not an accountant, but I know we have accountants listening to this show. Do they pay New York City tax, Uber, if the money comes into Uber? I don't know.
You start taxing those guys, and all of a sudden, you won't see them anymore.
As one driver just called in and said 30% is taken out by the time he's done, but there is a sales tax taken out, you know, which goes to the state, so there is some tax being taken out. Of course, the yellows have the MTA tax on each fare, which goes to the MTA competitors, which is interesting also. Everybody wants a piece of the yellow cab. Everybody.
Captain but nobody Dan, wants a piece of the Uber cab, right?
Well, I don't know. There are some, I'm sure, that enjoy it. But right now, there's a slew of bad press. Some say bad press is still press, you know. There's problems around the world with Uber, and we can get into that. But I wonder if they're paying New York City corporate tax. That's a very good question themselves.
It's ridiculous. So is this just another lost $1 billion out of our budget?
You're probably right, Captain Dan. Thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take some more calls, 800-321-0710. We're here with Frank Finizia right now, and we're doing phone calls after our guest, Councilman Benjamin Kalos, was on, talking about Uber, and obviously it's a hot subject. What can I say? Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son.
I can tell your future. Taxi Dave is back. on the Taxi Dave Radio Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. You can get anywhere from here if you belong to Melrose. You really got to give it a shot. You have bank accounts if you need commercial loans. They do it better, cheaper. They're not fee-oriented. They're people-oriented. Give Melrose a call today. Mike, at JFK, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Yes, Dave, I try and be productive, so I'm doing the crossword puzzle, waiting at JFK, and listening to the best radio show on the air, Taxi Insider, the triple crown of cab driving right here.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, just real quick with the Uber guy, he could have kept going on that. He said, do they take 30% off the top? No. You start off with 30% from the top, then you got to pay for gas, suit, car, insurance, parking, blah, blah, blah. So I did the math. I mean, a Uber from Manhattan to JFK gets $90. So on the one hand, you're like, yay, $90. But then there's no tip, right? Then you have to, I think you have to pay the toll out of your pocket if you choose to take a toll. And then on top of that, all the expenses you wind up getting between chasing for the call, waiting for the call, and driving at the JFK at rush hour, you're making like a grand total of like $45 for 2.5 hours, which I'm going to take a pass on that.
How much is a yellow cab ride to JFK?
Yellow cab ride, flat rate from Manhattan to JFK, and then JFK to Manhattan, either or, is $52 plus the 50 cents for the MTA, and then it's a toll if you have to take a toll bridge. So we're talking 57.83 if you take a toll, and 52.50 if you don't take a toll bridge. And I'll tell you, if this guy approves the app, I would go so far as, I don't know if they're finished, but they're almost finished, because that's the only thing that we got caught with our pants down with this whole app thing. The app thing should have been going last year, but I think we have some snakes in the grass that slowed it down for the yellow cab. So I'm glad this councilman, what's the guy's name again?
Benjamin Kalos. And I forgot to give him Taxi Dave's pledge, the distracted driving pledge.
Oh, yeah.
Can I give you the distracted? I'm going to give you the distracted driving pledge. Mike,
yes.
Repeat after me. I promise not to text.
I promise not to text.
I promise not to call.
I promise not to call.
And I promise not to receive while I'm driving.
We're talking like phone calls?
And yeah, I promise not to receive.
No, I promise not to receive phone calls. But don't give me. I mean, it's Christmas. I got to have some fun, you know.
Anything else, Mike?
I think that's
that's a great point. You know, we didn't take into consideration, the daily expenses that it takes to run a car. Obviously, gasoline. The bigger the car, the more gasoline. You know, you do have insurance. You're right. Workers' compensation. You do have, repairs, maintenance, depreciation. There's all kinds of good stuff in there. So what are you really
earning? The one thing that jumps off me with the whole Uber thing, I think it's a sign of good faith. Uber should allow tips for the drivers and cut their 20% down to like 5% since it's Christmas, right? Because what are they really doing for that 20%? They're just transferring, in my opinion, just transferring a phone call and maybe shuffling a couple of electronic gizmos here and there. Where do they get off getting 20% from hardworking drivers? Bleep Uber. That's what I say.
Bleep Uber. Thank you for saying bleep. I appreciate it. Okay. And thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. David, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about, have you heard about Uber pool, carpooling?
Tell us about it.
Well, I saw it first time like last week in my garage. It was on, AM New York, the morning papers. They're just gonna start doing carpooling. They're gonna take multiple fares on the way to a destination. How is that legal?
Let me ask you something. How many fares on an average do you pick up a day?
I'd say maybe like 30, maybe 34 on a good day.
And do you think those people would want to share their ride with another passenger?
Um, I I don't know if they would or not. I don't know, but I mean, no, actually, probably not. But I think the question is that legal? How can that be legal?
That's a good question.
I mean, it wasn't just a little item, Dave. It was on the cover of the paper. It said, "Will Uber start a carpooling trend in New York?" On the cover of the paper.
Actually, there were some plans to do that with the yellow taxis. For a while, they had some carpooling at the Port Authority. They may still be doing it.
Right.
Going into the 50s and 60s. They also have the carpooling, if you want to call it that, on York Avenue. And
right.
What is that, 79th Street or 72nd Street, going down to the Wall Street area?
Right.
At $6 a person. So it doesn't
Nobody really uses it, though. Yeah, nobody uses it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. If I'm taking a cab, it's because I'm in a freaking hurry, okay? And if I'm in a hurry, I don't want to stop and pick up somebody else. This is New York City. Did you ever hear of a New York Minute? I never heard of a Kansas City Minute, but I've heard of a New York Minute. A lot happens. We need to get where we're going because we die faster than everybody else. We're moving at such a fast pace. We don't want to share our cars with anybody. So, you know what? They do a lot of great marketing. In the summertime, they're going to be less than taxi cabs, okay? And then on a wink and a nod in the rain, they're five times more what the regular fare is, and you read stories about it, okay?
Right.
And now you got me started. You really got me started. You lit my fire over here.
Can I just say, without interrupting, Dave, that what they're saying is that they will cut the fare to like half a cab, you know, like way down now. If they can carpool, they're going to cut their fares even lower. And it just flipped me out. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I was
thinking. Yeah, well, you know what? I don't believe that for a minute because I don't believe New Yorkers are going to want that. I mean, let's see. Belgium in Brussels, they banned Uber in April, threatened drivers with a $12,000 fine, okay? France, Uber Pop, riders share cars you were talking about.
Yeah.
They will be banned in France. Germany, in Taxi Deutschland, one legal challenge is calling rideshare app a form of locust share economy that was taking part in anarchy capitalism. Okay, a nationwide cease and desist order given out by a Frankfurt court in August with threatening fines of up to $300,000 per ride for drivers.
Right.
In the Netherlands, the Hague ordered Uber to stop. Okay, in India, I mean, recently, India, has in New Delhi, Uber was banned because one of their drivers was accused of raping a passenger and arrested.
Right.
And need I go on to Japan and the Philippines and Russia and South Korea and Spain? Okay, and Taiwan.
Point.
And that's
point.
Just the stuff that's been in the news in the last week.
Right.
All right? So, you know, don't buy into the fear. Yeah, they hear you have a guy like Councilman Kalos who wants to come up with this universal app so there's a level playing field. Sounds good.
Does
I don't know what's going to happen. And if people want to ride share, hey, at bus stops sometimes, you know, two or three people going a few blocks from each other, they kind of ride share once in a while. We don't like it, but it happens, right?
Right, right.
You know, and if you're not at a bus stop, who the hell wants to stop if I'm on my way to work, if I'm on my way to see my wife, if I'm on my way to school to get my kids, if I'm going to school to take a class, if I'm going to the hospital, I have a doctor's appointment. Do I want to stop and share a cab with somebody else? Frank, do I?
No.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But David, I want to thank you so much for calling Taxi Dave's radio show.
Yeah, sorry to get you going, man.
Get out the blood pressure medication. Get out the blood pressure medication.
It's okay.
All
the
right.
Juice is flowing. Thank
I
you.
I just thought I'd let you know. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Fear not, my friend. You can go to nyctaxinews.com to read the latest taxi news in New York City. In fact, they also have some podcasts of Taxi Dave's radio show, I heard. And don't forget, next week, New York City Controller Scott Stringer, he's going to talk about City Bike, okay? And I'll give you a little heads up. Before I do that, I have to tell you about this. Folks, never leave your car running, okay, when you get out of the car. A 28-year-old woman by the name, well, we shouldn't mention her name, Elizabeth Otero, after a night of drinking, she got into a yellow cab on Mercer Street, and she sped off. When she was found, the engine was running. She was slurring her words. Her breath smelled of alcohol. They gave her the blow test, and she had a blood alcohol content of 0.22. That's about three times the legal limit, okay? And then she also received a summons for operating a vehicle without a driver's license. And you know what she told the officer, Frank?
No, what?
She's never had a driver's license in her entire life. But she decided to get into a yellow cab who left the engine running. You know, by the way, if you're going to steal a car with the engine running, all cabs have GPS. Did you ever hear of that? So I don't know if she was... what could I tell you, folks? Don't leave your car running, please, with the keys in it, especially this holiday season. You know, people will get drunk and do stupid things. Did you ever have your car stolen, Frank?
Yes, yes, I have, but it wasn't driven away by someone who left it running. And I never, yeah, no, I've had a couple of occasions where vehicles have been stolen in the past.
That's funny. Well, I want to thank all our guests who call, and I'm calling, I'm telling you, all the callers, sorry, we have like 30 seconds left. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling. You know, I am Taxi Dave, and I live and I bleed yellow. I also bleed Yankee blue. Sorry for the Jets fans. Or did they win today? I know the Giants won. Everybody, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. Watch out for everybody crossing the streets because they're drinking a lot. To my lovely wife, I want you to know I love you, honey. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I want to thank everyone at Melrose. And I want to thank them for letting us use the studios out on Queens Boulevard and Hillside Avenue. Okay, so at this point, we say goodbye. And I got to go now. Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.